For the believer in the Bible, it's not very hard to look out and to know for a fact and to read God's Word and to know how this all came to be. That is, the earth and the great trees and the flowers and the creation that God put forth. And even as we look at our family and friends, to know that God made us. And so those that believe in the inspired Word of God and stand fast on that truth know for sure that God made the heavens and the earth. But when we think back to Genesis chapter 1, and God said, "Let us make man in our image," and then you also think about the name there used of God, the plurality that it shows, we know that God made the heavens and the earth. But we also know that God consists of three persons, as we often call them, that being the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, each, of course, carrying out their role as is their very nature to do so. But the question is, who actually made, was involved, that is, in making the literal things that we see, the actual creator of the physical world and universe as we see it? Well, we know that it's always according to the Father's will, and so even the creation itself was by the Father's will. And we know that the Holy Spirit and His role was that means or that power by which God's will, that is God the Father, His will is carried out. And so who does that leave us with? It leaves us with Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead. And Jesus has always been the agent by which God's will is carried out. And so He is the one who did the literal creating, the one who is the agent of creation. And so we learn this truth also in the New Testament, in John chapter 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made." Jesus Christ is that Word. He is that logical expression of God to man. And so He, that second person of Godhead, is one who, we are told, made all things. And without Him nothing was made that was made. And so we can look around and know for sure that it truly was the second person of the Godhead, Jesus Christ, who made the earth as we see it. It's also verified and confirmed to us in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. Speaking of Jesus, it says, "For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him." Jesus is the agent of creation. He is the one who carried out the Father's will to bring this into existence that we live in today. And so we can know for sure that it wasn't just by chance or happenstance that these came to be, that God created the heavens and the earth, and that Jesus was that very agent of creation.